to win with that number out
there. It's really tough to win when you either walk or hit 29 people. You give yourself no chance whatsoever. You know, extra outs, free passes, those will all come back to bite you in the rear end, and it did today.
Let's first talk about game one. You got off to a good start. You scored two runs. Gunnar Gunderson, bunt center, stole a second base. Alex Longoria just hit a laser to right center field for a double to score Gunderson. And then he came in to score on a Brooks Butt sacrifice fly. So you really couldn't have started any better. You take a 2-0 lead.
No, we were happier than heck with how we started, you know. Talked about needing to start fast, and I thought we did. And you know, for the most part, you know, both games we started fast. So I was, you know, I mean, you're happy with the start.
And with that start leading 2-0, and then you hold East Grand Forks scoreless in the bottom of the first. They do score a run in the second, but then the wheels fell off in the third there.
They did. They really did. And, you know, it was just a matter of Alex was – he was off today. I thought he was trying to overthrow, and we couldn't get him to relax and just play catch like he normally does. And then when you start walking people, then unfortunately your defense has a tendency to go, you know, get back on their heels. And it was just, it was a cavalcade of absolute, the wrong things going at the same time.
It was tough to recover from that inning, obviously. I'm pointing out the obvious. So you give up that big inning and could never recover after that 10 runs. They do add five more in the fourth, you trail 16-2.
Yeah.
You do get another run, though. Didn't give up. It was Lindgren. He reached on an error, stole a base, and then later came in to score a run, but again, a little too late.
Yeah, you know, you build up that hill so high, you're not going to climb it. And you know, at least I give our kids credit for not quitting and still battling to get a run here. You know, and so I'm happy with that. But we got some work to do tomorrow, you know, before we go to Holly to get some things straightened out.
And game two, again, it was a big inning. You took a 4-1 lead. Gabe DeLeon reached on a walk. Trinko reached on a hit by pitch. And then Melsha reached on an error. And Wedman reached on a fielder's choice. You scored a run on an error, a wild pitch, and everything in between. And you took a 4-1 lead. But really, that's a big start for you there to take that lead.
It really was, and we just, you know, I was happy, and I thought, you know, okay, here we go, we're back to being settled down, and you know, we manufactured four runs, which was nice to see. You know, we laid a bunt down, and you know, made them field the ball, and you know, I thought, heck, we're in good shape here.
The bottom of the inning, again, all heck breaks loose, and you give up 11 runs, and again, just couldn't find the strike zone.
Well, we couldn't find the strike zone, and then when we did find the strike zone, then the ball would get hit, and we wouldn't catch it, or, you know, I mean, we had a pop-up that we ran into each other on because we decided not to talk. We didn't cover second base on a play where, you know, we could have had a force out at second. And those things all lead to, you know, not just the pitches, but everything leads to extra outs, and it just comes back to really hurt you.
You lose the second game 15-4, and just obviously a tough doubleheader here. And what you knew against East Grand Forks, they're always good, but
yeah,
showed that you can compete if you just do the little things.
You got to do the little things, and that's the most important thing. And you know, obviously, you know, we've had a long stretch of games here in a short amount of time, but you got to stay mentally focused. And you know, so tomorrow we get a day off from a game, but we're going to come back and we're going to go to practice, and we're going to work on some things, and we're going to get ready to go to Holly. And you just got to get up and come back tomorrow, because that's a great thing about baseball. You get to do it a lot of times.
I'd say East Side's towards the top of the section, if they're not the top in the north.
Yep.
And, This is a team that you might have to play again.
And it, you know, and that's what we got to shoot for, and we got to look at, and we got to understand that we can play with them. We just got to play better baseball.
Coach, thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you in Holly on Thursday.
Sounds good, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you. That is the head coach of